Come into a meditation, bringing the body to stillness in a posture that's easeful, a posture that we can maintain wakefulness, brightness in. Maybe you let a few full breaths wash the body clean of the stories and stress of the day so far. This moon, this season, this year. No matter what's happening in the world, the next in-breath can be felt directly, free of story, free of context, sort of. But we can let the world and its dramas, our relationships and their dramas, our communities, even the dangers pressing all around. If we have the space to come into meditation for a few minutes, enough safety to close the eyes, to relax the face, and then grateful for that protected space, for the safety to take a few minutes to let down. We can set down the outside, set down worry and fear, set down rage. And what happens, of course, is that we don't really set these down. But we can bring the heart to some focus. We can set down the obsessive story in the mind about it, the ruminating, the telling ourselves what might happen again and again. Continue to breathe in a way that washes through the body. And allow the awareness to know the body and its energies directly. If there's anxiety or fear, we might feel them as a vibration or a heat or a tension through the chest or belly, or a buzz in the legs or arms. If there's frustration or anger, we might feel it. Likewise, a different kind of heat or force pressing through the limbs. A pressure sometimes in the head or throat or chest. We set down the story and we connect with the body as a field of pulsation, a field of force. And we let the breath meet the force of the moment with its own ever renewing. Cleansing rhythm. If the feeling experience is strong, it can be helpful to bring the breath on purpose to a kind of steadiness. You might inhale for a count of 3 or 4 or 5 counts or longer, and exhale for the same amount. Sometimes I'll inhale counting up 1, 2, 3, 4, and then exhale count down 4, 3, 2, 1. And you're just matching inhale to exhale. This is a stabilizing pranayama or breath practice, sometimes known as samavritti, equal turning breath. And so as you find your rhythm, and it could be slower or faster than that, but bringing in and out to more or less the same length. We can come into a gentle Ujjayi or warrior breathing, victorious breathing. A soft roar in the back of the throat. The glottis lifts slightly, the chin dropping toward the wall behind you. The base of the skull broadening. And the lift in the center of the throat makes the throat narrow just enough to hear the roar of the breath rising and falling. So you have a sense of the steady breath, and you begin a gentle Ujjayi. The Ujjayi can help lengthen the breath, slowing down the breath through the nose. Maybe you add a count or two onto what you were counting before. Inhaling for five or six, exhaling for the same. And then if you want to go further with the counted breath, we can bring in a hold at the top of the breath for the same length as the in and out breaths. So you could inhale for five, hold for five, exhale for five. And optionally, you can put an additional hold at the bottom for the same count, coming into what's called a box breath. The same count on all four sides. If you're adding in the holds, the count might change. You might need a longer inhale. You can let them change to find a rhythm that's comfortable. Sometimes a longer hold in and a shorter hold out. Sometimes it feels good to really lengthen the exhale, longer than the inhale. But in all these cases, we are adding length to the period where we're not breathing in. This helps us to process the breath more fully. It rebalances the carbon dioxide in the system. Generally considered calming. In the yogic traditions, to lengthen the exhale. You can just play with how the four parts of the breath, the in, the hold, the out, and the hold, how changing them helps us come to a rhythm that feels good in the body, begins to shine the energy through the whole body. Continuing with the soft Ujjayi. And you can continue with whatever ratio you've come to that feels good. And when you're ready to settle into a simpler meditation, let the breath relax into a just a natural rhythm, unforced. You can continue with a soft Ujjayi or let that go as well. If you continue with the soft Ujjayi, you can experiment with the throat center being the place where you're observing the breath. Like that's the center of the sphere of energy around the body. And just allowing the base of the body to fill slowly and fully, and empty slowly and fully. Notice the shift in your energy. Notice any calm, any spaciousness, any settling through the emotions or the energetic sense. Just continue in this way, soothing, settling, brightening, coming to a deeper and deeper stillness. Coming to the end of our meditation. We'll do a new chant tonight from the yoga tradition, the Hindu tradition, in the Gayatri Mantra. This is an ancient mantra honoring the sun as the bringer of light and wisdom. You might orient in your heart toward the light, whatever that means for you. Literal, metaphorical, spiritual, in this moment in our lives together. If you know the Gayatri, chant along with me. We'll do it a few times around to close our meditation. Om Purvasvaha Tatsavitur-varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Purvasvaha Tatsavitur-varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuvasvaha Tatsavitur-varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuvasvaha Tatsavitur-varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuvasvaha Tatsavitur-varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuvasvaha Tatsavitur-varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayam. Once more. Om Bhurbhuvasvaha Tatsavitur-varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayam. Hi. Thanks for joining us for this talk and practice. If these recordings are helpful for you, please consider supporting the Sangha with a donation of any amount. You can find links to our website and the donation page below in the description. Liking and subscribing helps the channel, and I'm grateful for your presence, your practice, and anything you can give to support our little community. Thank you so much. Take care.